Hi, Nancy Ruby here. Welcome to the Yoga Motion Academy. Today I would like to address three key areas of our life that balance the elements of nature within our own body. You can consider this the art of balancing our inner ecosystem. Nature contains the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. These elements make up all of life. In order to thrive, these elements need to be in a state of balance, equilibrium, and it's our choices, our habits, that either move us towards balance or away from it. Our three basic needs in life are these: sleep, energy, and nourishment. Sleep is about deep rest. Deep rest allows our body and our mind to rejuvenate themselves. Rest is when healing and regeneration occurs. The more well-rested we are, the more we think clearly, and clarity is only possible when there is space. If you feel that you don't have enough space in your life, or if you feel you don't have enough time in your life, you cannot access clarity. And if you cannot access clarity in either your mind or your body, then you are living in a diseased process. You are not living at ease. In Ayurveda, we know that clarity is only possible when there is space. Clarity is tied to time and space. Space is linked to the element of ether. Time is linked to the element of air. In order for you to thrive, you will need to access more time and space in your life. I'll offer you the first tip to creating that space, but first, let's consider your relationship with energy. Energy has the feeling of yes. When we have energy, we are ignited. We feel expansive and open. We feel passionate about life. It is, of course, linked with the element of fire. And when our fire is burning brightly, we are dynamic. If you don't awaken feeling enthusiastic about life, if you lack a sense of curiosity and interest, if you feel more contracted than expansive, then there is something lacking with your inner fire. Fire is ignited when we are growing and evolving. Fire burns and changes. If you are not experiencing growth and change in your life, your fire may be extinguished, which also affects your relationship in time and space. How do we light our inner fire? We'll get to that. For now, let's address the third aspect in this triangle of thrive, nourishment. This has everything to do with the quality of food that we put into our bodies, and not just what we are eating, but also how, when, and where. Are you combining and preparing your food mindfully? Is your digestion truly burning, assimilating, and eliminating both efficiently and effectively? Are you clear with the rhythms of your eating patterns, or do you lack any pattern in your eating? How we eat is how we nourish the elements of earth and water within. In yoga, our physical body is known as the food body, Ana Maya Kosha, and our level of health has everything to do with the quality of food, the quantity of food, and the amount of water that we take in each day. Ayurveda teaches us that there are rhythms within a 24-hour cycle that support our body's attunement to the process of digestion, assimilation, and elimination. If you are wanting to feel spacious and well-rested, if you want to ignite your energy, if you want to live in a strong, lithe, flexible body that is an open channel for consciousness, then you must also apply yourself to mindful eating habits that will affect the quality of your tissues and support the balance within and between all five elements. To thrive in life, all you need to do is give your attention to your inner ecosystem, and you are so worth it. I promised you 3 tips to thrive, and here they are. Number 1, early to bed. Dedicate yourself to a good night's sleep. You will support this intention by unplugging from technology by 8 p.m. to wind down your body and clear your mind. Head to bed before 10, as this is when the 24-hour cycle best supports your sleeping algorithms. Lights out, invite slow, deep breathing to lull you to sleep so that you can awaken with the sun, feeling refreshed and renewed. Number 2, get outdoors. Moving your body in the great outdoors is one of the best ways to awaken your energy. Prana is the life force that feeds our enthusiasm, and nature offers us an abundance of prana. Nature allows us to shift our attention beyond the domain of our ego and to recognize that we are inextricably connected to the universe. It is this feeling of being connected that nourishes our sense of openness and expansion. Even if it's a simple walk around the block, dedicating some time each day to step outside and into the fresh air will most certainly awaken your energy. And if this is something new or something you're renewing for yourself, you will feel your fire burning more brightly. Tip number 3, quality nourishment. Let's make this easy. Choose one meal in your day to practice mindful eating. Set aside all tasks and technology and dedicate a solid 20 to 30 minutes to partake in mindful consumption. Watch how you make the choices around what you put on your plate. Then sit down with your meal and allow your senses to awaken. Notice the colors and textures and let your nose take in the aromas. Enjoy one bite at a time, tasting each flavor as they blend on your tongue. Notice the feeling and vibration of your food, both during your meal and following it. Food is meant to be medicine, both for the body and the soul. Are you feeding yourself well? When you slow down to give your full attention to what and how you are eating, you will see clearly whether or not you are truly being nourished. Though simple, these tips can take some time to integrate into your days. In fact, it could take weeks or even months, and it all begins with the first step. We are creatures of habit, and to change a habit takes both time and dedication. Perhaps just choose one tip to apply at a time. Make it easy, for it is through consistency over a long period of time that you will experience the benefits of these habits that lead to thriving in your life. Let's repeat. Tip number 1, get to bed early. Number 2, get outdoors daily. Number 3, enjoy eating mindfully. Get to bed early, get outdoors daily, enjoy eating mindfully. That can be your mantra to remind yourself each and every day that your self-care is what's going to help you to thrive in your life. I'll continue to send you tips each and every week. If you want more support, I have 2 opportunities coming up where we can work together. My annual 3-day women's retreat at Boulder Hot Springs, Montana is entitled Thrive. We'll focus on the ways of creating balance in our daily rhythms as we integrate self-care practices of yoga and Ayurveda. Coupled with shared discussion and personal reflection, this retreat will lead you to your own personal evolution. And if you care to grow better with age, it is imperative that you continue to evolve. Secondly, I'm inviting a small group to join my pilot course, Shake Your Booty. Booty is your discriminative mind, the place where we make decisions. A 10-week online course plus live event merges lifestyle, yoga, and Ayurvedic living with habit evolution. This is about upgrading your health and your habits in real time, in the circle of support. This is about aligning with nature. When we align, we thrive. When we thrive, we feel confident and become more effective in all of our actions and relationships. The key is to start evolving from the inside out. Are you ready to reset your daily rhythms? Let's have a conversation. I'd love to support you in applying some action steps to these first three tips to thrive. We can also discuss whether the retreat or shake your booty are fit for you at this time in your life. Thanks for joining me today. Namaste.